Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or my social media. And welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Today, I wanted to share with you about why movement is really medicine, something that I really came to terms with for real this morning. Just in case you have never met me before or never watched my videos before, my name is Madhavi. I am your host. I am the Chief Motivating Officer for Prana Health Yoga and Wellness and owner. I am a board-certified nuclear medicine technologist working with high-risk cardiac patients. And I am a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a board-certified health and wellness coach. Today, I'm talking about movement as medicine, and there is something to say about that. Something that happened to me yesterday when I was at work is I was working. I do some heavy lifting. As a nuclear medicine technologist, we quality control all our equipment before we work with our patients. Our equipment, everything is lead. Everything is lead because I'm working with radioactive substances. So the equipment that I was opening up the lens of the camera, complete lead, very heavy. And as I was holding it, all of a sudden, my side body started spasming. Just spasming out of the blue. And I was like, oh my goodness. Did not even know if I was going to be able to make it through the day. Luckily enough, got some ibuprofen, had to cave and have some of that. And I was able to take care of my patients and move on through the day. Came home, I took a nap, an hour. And then coached a client and led a yoga nidra class and went back to bed at 9:20 last night, guys. And did not wake up till 7 a.m. Slept straight through the night. Even though I took a nap, I was surprised I was going to be able to sleep. Normally, every morning I wake up and I practice yoga with my yoga teacher online. This morning, I actually had a conversation with myself, like, I probably shouldn't practice yoga. My side body was hurting. It was spasming. I'm a little sore. I don't feel good. Well, guess what? That's not what I teach my students. That's not what I teach or coach my yoga clients. And that's what my yoga teacher teaches me. Movement is medicine. And there's something to say about that. I could not believe it. Blew my mind that I was me, actually, the person that shares with people that we need to move to stay healthy and well. I was having a conversation with myself saying, I need to sit out. I don't need to be practicing yoga. Well, you can do some movement. You don't have to do something crazy. I could have gone for a walk. I still went for my yoga class. I modified some of the movements that didn't serve me, that didn't feel really good in my body at the moment. Modification is what I tell my students is a sign of wisdom, not a sign of weakness. Using props in yoga is a sign of wisdom, not a sign of weakness. Sometimes we show up in life, or for me, showing up to my mat, differently. Every day we walked into life practice, we show up a little differently depending on what happened the day before, what we did, how we ate, how we slept, how we feel in our mind. Every day is different. So showing up in life to your yoga mat or wherever it is, you are a little different every day, and it's okay. Recognizing that, that's where the mindfulness practice comes in. Recognizing that and moving through the day with what your body and your mind need each day. So today I did go downstairs to my studio to practice yoga with my teacher. I did have that conversation that I probably should just sleep in and skip it and blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't go down to practice yoga, even though my side body is a little sore because I'm crazy. I went down there because I care for my body. I want to nourish my body with movement, proper movement. If we stay still, and don't move. Stagnant, being stagnant causes dis-ease in the body. So think about it like a hinge that's doesn't is not used. It gets stuck. And then when you try to move it, it actually sometimes cracks and breaks. It's rusty, right? That's what happens to our body, except it doesn't crack and break. It becomes rusty. It hurts. It becomes stiff. Movement is medicine. We need to move. Our bodies were made to move, guys. Okay. They were made to move. Back in the day when we were hunters and gatherers, if we say, I'm not moving this week, I don't feel good, we would probably die because we need to hunt and gather. We needed to hunt and gather our food. If we didn't do it for ourselves, we wouldn't be able to get the nourishment that our body needs. Our bodies were made to move. Now, when we're sore or injured, do we go run for a run a marathon? No, you don't. You need to, again, listen to your body. If you're sore, then just go for a walk. Don't run for a run a marathon. Take a shorter walk. Don't do the whole walk that you normally do, whatever it is. Now, I do understand there are limitations. If you had surgery or you were severely injured and your physician tells you, your physical therapist tells you that you should not do certain things, like don't lift more than 10 pounds, don't bend over. Yes, there are rules to this movement is medicine practice that I'm talking about. So be cognizant about that. Don't be stupid. Be real. Okay. So I'm going to put that in there just in case someone doesn't get what I'm trying to say. There are limitations, but think about it. When we have major surgery, within the first hour, they're getting us up in the hospital to move, to walk up and down the hall. There's a couple of reasons for that. And one of the reasons is to get the blood to flow. The blood flowing is important because if you stay stagnant after a major surgery, you're at risk of getting blood clots. That's number one. The other one is getting your muscles to move so they don't become stiff. The healing process will begin if you are moving the fluid in the body, the blood in the body. Everything needs to move. If everything stays in is stagnant, it's going to cause dis-ease in the body. Think about it. Water, stagnant water collects mold and junk and yucky stuff in there, right? Anything that's stagnant collects junk and it's uneasy. That's our body. It becomes diseased. So movement is medicine. It's real. And I myself wanted to share with you today because I had that conversation in my head. I should just skip my yoga practice. I shouldn't just not go for a walk. I am capable of walking. My legs and my hips are fine. My side is a little sore. It's like a sprain. Yesterday it hurt to breathe. I did what I needed to do. I rested. I woke up really late compared to what I normally do in the mornings. I moved slow. I didn't rush. I didn't move through my yoga poses with grace or stay in some of the balance poses as long as the teacher was coaching us to move, stay in the balance poses. I would step out, take a breath, and step back in. Maybe I would skip some of my chaturangas. Some of the stretches were amazing. It's exactly what my body needed. I needed to open up. We did some side body stretches. I moved into it slowly. I felt limitations in some sides, so I didn't overstretch, but I moved it just a little bit so I could feel that stuck feeling in my body and just try to move a little bit past my edge, move a little bit past my comfort zone. And when I did that, I felt my body open. I did not have any sharp and tingly sensations. If I had sharp, tingly sensations, I would have stepped out. Again, the practice is mindfulness, not just in yoga, just in life. Be mindful, listen to your body. The reason why my body started spasming like that is because it was telling me I probably needed to just slow down. I needed to take a break. When you get to that point, that's when your body is screaming at you. Yes, me was not listening to my body this week. I think I must have been moving too quickly, doing too many things in my mind and my body, and not really paying attention to the whispers. If I stopped and listened to the whispers, I probably wouldn't have gotten to the point where my side body was spasming and then feeling like a sprain today. Lesson learned. Does it mean I need to slow down? Yes, it's a signal that I need to slow down. Did I slow down? Yes. Did I completely stop everything and become stagnant? No freaking way. No. Movement is medicine. When we just lie around and sit and just say, I'm going to wait till this completely goes away. By the time you wait till it completely goes away, guys, you're going to be completely stiff. And then when you get back into your routine, it's going to hurt. It's not going to feel good. And then you're not going to want to do it at all. So, movement is medicine, guys. Even as a yoga teacher, yoga coach, health and wellness coach, a healthcare worker, all the ideas, all the things I share with my students, with my patients, with my coaching clients, it all came back to me this morning today. It slapped me right back in the face, guys. Practice what I preach. I do. I do. I do. I do. Do I fall off the wagon? Yes. Do I get back on? Heck yeah. Because I know the differences when I step off the wagon and then don't come back on versus just getting back on the wagon one step at a time, doing tiny steps, getting back into the groove. Which one feels better and which one feels worse? Which feels worse is not getting back on the wagon. Which feels worse is being stagnant. Our bodies were not made to be stagnant and collect dis-ease. I want to feel an easeful state in my life. When we get injured, it does mentally hit us. Mental emotions, all this jargon starts in our head. The ego, the monkey mind starts telling you, oh, you don't need to do that. Or no, it's too late. You're never going to get better. Blah, blah, blah. I would not let that conquer me today. I stepped in to my uncomfortable zone, moving through the poses that I normally can do with ease, feeling a little tightness. But I allowed myself to step back and just do a little bit, modify. And when I was done with the class, guys, I felt amazing. I still am sore. I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna take a couple of days for this side stitch to go away. Side stitch comes. A lot's happening in my life right now. All good stuff. But even good stuff is stressful, and that's called eustress. And it's okay. I recognize that. I am going to keep moving because that's my medicine. And guess what? It's free and it's for me. Keep moving, guys. Movement is medicine. We were made to move. We are made to continue to keep going forward in life. We don't look in the rearview mirror to drive. We look forward. Keep going. We're not going to stay at the stop sign or the traffic light forever. The traffic light's going to turn green. The stop sign is going to be your turn to move moving forward. Keep going. If you guys would like to learn more about how to make these tiny changes in your life, or you'd like to try some yoga with me, message me, connect with me, visit my website, pranahealthpc.com. Learn more, check in with me with a free 15-minute discovery call. I'd love to see if I'm the right fit for you. Because remember, movement is medicine. Tiny steps is going to make us get forward, move forward in life, create the future that we want to create by doing something today. Until next time, I wish you all a beautiful weekend, a wonderful Friday. Take care and bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.